Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into...
It is the Snake Pit.
The Snake Pit. And now...
All right, so... I was so excited to learn of the significant anniversary in this city. Because as a kid, it was one of those, you go to school on that Monday, and you're asking anyone and everyone, dude, were you there? Were you there? And I knew a couple of people that actually were at this event. I was not one of them.
Lando?
No, Lando wasn't born yet, I do not think. I know, actually. But this is the 40-year anniversary of one of my favorite moments as a child, and that is Spud Webb winning the dunk contest right here at Reunion Arena in Dallas.
Okay. Now, let's talk about it.
I don't know how this affected you as a kid, Bob.
Very much so.
But this was, seriously...
I went and bought ponies immediately.
This was one of the largest events, sporting events, our city had ever had. And it was only condensed in like a 30-minute span or however long the dunk contest took. But it was huge, and it grew over time. And as Spud Webb says now, he's like, that arena, it doesn't hold 250,000 people, because that's how many people have come up to me and said they were there. It was awesome. And for those who don't know who Spud Webb is, and I'd like to take the temperature of the fellas, Lando and DJ and Ham. Are you guys aware of the legend of Spud?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I mean, my son is. He was like, yeah, I know everything about him. I was like, okay, well, that's good. You need to, because it's a great story. Spud grew up right down the road. Went to high school at Wilmer Hutchins. Didn't get to start until his senior year in high school. And he was 5'3" his junior year in high school.
Okay.
5'3", and that's the first time that he dunked a basketball.
I will say, up until now, I thought him and Spuds McKenzie were the same thing.
Of course.
Let me reiterate what I just said. He was 5'3", and that was the first time that he dunked a basketball.
Incredible.
Beyond. And so the first time he actually gets to start a basketball game was his senior year of high school. That's the first time he started. And he ended up averaging 26 points a game, and he was the talk of the town. Everybody knew who Spud was, but he was 5'6" at the time. He grew 3 inches. He was 5'6", 5'5", more likely. And so he didn't get any looks. There was a coach at North Texas who said, you know what, maybe you can come play for me. He ends up going to Midland Junior College. And that Midland team won a national championship his second year there. And he averaged 32 points a game. Mm-hmm. And then it was, can I go play anywhere? Anywhere. Well, that same North Texas coach was there, but I think he got fired. And there was some relationship he had with NC State. And remember, NC State's coming off a national championship the year before, or 2 years before, I think. And this coach flies him out to North Carolina. And there's Jim Valvano. And he meets Valvano. And as the legend goes, the guy, Valvano looks at the coach. He goes, is this Spud Webb? And the coach goes, yeah. And Valvano looks at the coach. He goes, you're fired.
Wow.
And, of course, he was joking, and Spud lights it up and becomes kind of a folk hero at a time when college basketball was at its very biggest. But all we heard before Spud Webb graduated from NC State, and he was like a 10, 11 point a game, 7 assist guy a game. He was a good player, a very solid player, starter both years. The fastest guy in college basketball, and of course he could dunk, mm-hmm. which blew us all away. When we would see a highlight on SportsCenter, that would lead SportsCenter. Spud Webb dunking a ball.
And it was worldwide, or at least nationwide. Any basketball enthusiast was taken. And it was a weird time too, because on one level, basketball had a bit of a freak show element to it. Because that was the same time we were all pretty obsessed with Manute Bol.
Yeah.
And Muggsy Bogues.
Yep.
And even Mark Eaton. I mean, it wasn't quite the circus, for lack of a better term, in terms of the...
But these freaks on both ends.
Weird, tall, short, skinny, fat. Just the NBA had different body types that were extreme. And we haven't really seen anything like it. I realize, what's his name from the Knicks? Nate Robinson?
Oh, yeah.
I forget his height, but Muggsy.
Not like that.
Muggsy was 5'3", and Spud was winning the dunk competition.
Yeah.
Like, this was such an outlier. We could not wrap our heads around this.
So he grows another inch. He's 5'6" and a half or something like that. And he had, I think the Globetrotters desperately wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, let's wait till the NBA draft. And he gets drafted by the Pistons in the fourth round. Back then they had multiple rounds, more than two rounds. He gets drafted by the Pistons. They cut him before he even goes to camp. And then the Hawks pick him up and he goes to Atlanta and Doc Rivers is a starting point guard. And Doc Rivers got hurt during training camp. And so one of the first games is against the Lakers. This is the Showtime Lakers, and the video's out there. And dude, it's incredible. And here's Dominique Wilkins telling everybody the first time he saw Spud dunk.
I think one of the first dunks I've seen him do was against the Lakers, coming down the lane, and it was Kareem and Magic, and I want to say it was Kurt Rambis, and he threw it down.
To Webb in the open floor.
And everybody turned around and looked at it like, huh. He can play.
He fakes Magic. He turns Magic Johnson around with a shoulder shrug and then comes in the lane and Kareem's already kind of twisted and he just crams it home. And I'm like, he looks like a child. But he's the fastest, quickest player in the NBA the minute he stepped foot into the league. And so you had this, like Bob is saying, like a circus trick almost. And on a lark, and I think it was because Michael Jordan got hurt before the dunk contest, they needed another body. And they knew Spud was from Dallas, and they're like, do you want to do this?
I didn't realize it was like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I thought he got thrown in there.
No, this was like a bit. And again, because he was from Dallas. And so he's like, yeah, sure. Because if you win, you get 12 grand. And the NBA minimum at the time was like 78 grand. So
it's like the WNBA.
He's like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And the thing is a lot of his Hawks players are, I guess the guy, not everyone had seen him dunk. They saw the dunk against the Lakers, but they didn't know he could do other things within just running and dunking the ball.
Right.
And the thing is, and you know this growing up playing basketball, how difficult this is. He couldn't palm a ball. Yet he was dunking.
Yeah, so he used the bounce to almost help him get the ball
absolutely
in the right position.
Yeah.
So then he could just...
Or he had to dunk two-handed.
Yeah.
Which is so much harder.
That's right.
And so he was just this freak show. And so he shows up, 1986. He's got the home crowd behind him at Reunion Arena. They're going absolutely crazy. Jordan's there in attendance. Everybody's there. The dunk contest was everything back then. It was brand new. Created by...
Created
it
by
was 3 years old, by
the
way.
ABA.
No, it was created. It got brought to the NBA by Rick Welts.
Oh, for real?
Yes, he's the one that brought this to the NBA.
Corby will give him credit for everything.
It's like the Harvey Milk of basketball.
He really is. And so we were fresh off like Larry Nance winning it, and I think Dominique Wilkins had won it the year before, Spud's teammate. And so here we are in year three. Jordan couldn't do it. Jordan won it the next couple of years. And so the announcers, Rick Barry and somebody else, I can't remember who the other guy is, but it's Rick Barry. And so they said at the beginning of their thing, he has no chance. He has zero chance to win this thing. So his first round dunk, let's listen to the call of his very first dunk in the dunk contest.
And now Spud's first attempt in the dunk competition, and John, it looks like he's measuring things out pretty closely.
Well, he is. He's got a flair for the dramatic, Rick, and he's a hometown guy. The crowd really loves him, and he's fresh off his visit on the Tonight Show the other night, so he's got a flair.
Oh! John, that ball looked like it hit Spud and came out. That's what he's saying. It hit him in the head, I think, and bounced back out of the basket.
It looked like he didn't make the shot, though.
Let's take a look at the replay. Here it is. Definitely threw him right on the forehead.
No question about it. Look how high up he is. 5 feet seven.
So the
that sounds made up, right?
I know.
Sounds like a cartoon commentary. But boy, that's Rick Barry.
The first dunk is he flies up in the air, dips the ball. You've seen it a million times from the big dunkers. Dips the ball to knee level and then comes up over his head. And yeah, the ball.
Like a reverse.
Yeah, reverses it and the ball hits his head and goes flying right back up through the hoop. But it was, again, to see a guy do this at this height, everything was, it all looked impossible. It looked fake.
Yeah.
It just didn't look real.
And back at the original format, they only had, what, three dunks? There were no make goods. There was no running clock or anything like that.
Yeah, they had a couple of different rounds, two rounds and then a finals. And but you can skip the next one because I want to go Rick Barry when he was analyzing this dunk. This is what he called the camera.
And a look at that dunk from our Midgie cam.
All right.
The Midgie cam.
Oh my.
So he moves Midgets. He moves on. He ties with Dominique Dominique already got a bye, I think, into the next round because he was the past champion. And so Spud won the first round. And Roger Staubach, by the way, is one of the judges.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
So Staubach is one of the judges. It's awesome. Like, Staubach telling the story is great, too. He's like, I got so caught up into the moment, you almost couldn't let the guy lose. And so it's time for the second round.
Yeah, Dominique was wronged.
Man, I don't know. Because, again, what you saw.
Well, yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is it wasn't even judged on any sort of.
Oh no.
Like, everybody
this was
just
home
like,
cooking.
All right, we're giving it.
100%.
Guy.
Yeah, you were getting
this
to the little
too good
guy.
A story.
All right, so his second round dunk, he throws the ball. He's behind the 3-point line and he shoots it basically, but it hits about 8 feet short of the basket. He times it perfectly, turns around in midair, and dunks it behind his head. And this is their call of that.
So Spud Webb getting ready for his first dunk here in the second round.
Goodness.
John, this young man has been so impressive, and a crowd with a standing ovation. You see the 10 flashing.
That is out of sight.
You know the one thing, John, the creativity of Webb.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Rick. Look at this. Looks like he's taking a shot. Now, the timing that ball should bounce just right. He meets it at the height and does a reverse.
A 50 for Spud Webb and a deserved mark for sure.
They're showing Staubach. He's giving him a 50 and a fist bump and everything like that.
That's awesome.
Oh, dude, it's so great. And so then they go on to the finals. And this is the final. This is the last cut there, DJ. But this is him going head-to-head against Dominique. And again, he has to get creative with it. Like you said, Bob, he's got to throw the ball, basically, and then do his jumping without the ball. And so it's very similar where he throws the ball, it bounces six, he's way back, bounces about 6 feet in front of the goal, hits the backboard, and then he comes thundering down and one-hands it. Everything looks way cooler because he's 5'6". And then Dominique has to match it, and then here's the end.
Let's see if Spud goes for the fake shot, the long throw as he did in the second round.
Final dunk now.
Woo!
And Spud Webb comes through in the clutch to put the pressure on Dominique. This is so great. I mean, here's a couple of teammates. They live together for 7-8 months a year, and now they're going at each other. Great feeling.
The arena is going crazy. It's so awesome.
Another 50 for Spud Webb.
Perfect score.
And the pressure's on the judges. Dominique Wilkins. Do or die right here.
I don't think so, John. That was impressive, but I don't think that was 50.
I bet a 50. I want a dunk off. I want a sudden dunk. Sudden dunk. The judges, I'm telling you, the judges had more pressure on that than Dominique, because you know he's going to deliver something.
I think Spud's going to win.
The judges are dying over there.
I don't think that dunk by Dominique was a 50.
You got 20,000 people yelling Spud.
Let's see what happens as the crowd chants Spud.
It's like the Olympics.
Oh,
NFL. People love the underdog.
49-48. Our new slam dunk champion with an incredible upset. Spud Webb.
You think, Dominique? I didn't think this guy had a chance.
Shows you how much we know.
What a surprise. Boy, that
was
thrilling.
So it was... It was a once-in-a-lifetime sports moment that you felt. I felt so connected to because it was Dallas and it was a Dallas kid.
Sure.
It was just otherworldly, and you couldn't stop talking about it. And people thought of Spud as a bit. The dude played 12 years in the NBA and had a run of averaging 13, 14, 16, 17, 14, along with like 7-8 assists every year. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
He was really, really good.
He really was.
So that was the moment, though, 40 years ago today.
See your original Altuve?
Yeah. He kind of
sure.
He's a little smaller than Jose. How tall is Altuve? Same size?
No. He's, what, 5'6", Altuve?
So they're about the same size.
5'6".
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going Muggsy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spud's taller.
Well, shout out, Spud. Happy anniversary, brother. And there's your snake pit.